And we're live.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Building Your Wellness Brand Within Your Community. I'm your host, Dr. Alan Weinstein, with my co-host, Dr. Randy Ross. Today's episode brought to you by Epic Consulting, making sure your electronic presence is all it needs to be. And Community Wellness Day. Every great opportunity begins with the first step. Excuse me, guys. Take that step with Community Wellness Day. The system, the official marketing program of healthcare practitioners everywhere. The VIP app, the only application that allows you to bring your live hangouts just like this one to the desktop, the iPhone, the iPad, you name it, we'll go there with you. Make sure you get one of those. And today's episode, getting your questions answered. Now, that's live on somebody's channel. It could be me. It could be you. Let me see. I think that was me.
I think that's you, Dr. Allen. Your app popped up because I made sure to shut mine this time before it pops on.
Well, that's what happens when it's on everything you own. It's in every room of my house. When my guests come to visit, they go, where's that coming from? No. Anyway, so today we're going to get all your questions answered. Let me turn it over to Dr. Randy. Dr. Randy, take it away.
All right. Well, welcome, everyone. Thanks for being here with us today. Make sure that you let us know in the chat box where you're hanging out from. I'm hanging out from the Jersey Shore, and Dr. Alan joins us from the beautiful Berkshire Mountains. So over the last few weeks, and especially last week after we did an overview of Community Wellness Day and hosting a community health program, I've really been inundated with questions. And I always make it a point to address each question individually with the people that submit it, but I always feel that if one person asked the question, there's probably more that have the same question that for some reason aren't asking it, or sometimes they don't even know that, like, that's what their block is. You know, that's the only reason why they haven't moved forward in a process like this, because in their brain they have this unanswered question. So today we're going to really address all the questions that I've gotten. I've taken them, and I'm not going to say the person's name or anything like that, so I've kind of taken them and grouped them into a handful of questions that seem to be the same ones that's on everyone's mind. Dr. Allen, did you want to say something?
No, I didn't. I was really going to set up our comment tracker so that if we start getting a lot of comments in while this is going on, sometimes we miss them. I was looking for that hashtag, but no, I'm good. I'll find it on my own. Thank you.
Do you want me to put it back in the chat box for you?
Yeah, would you mind? That's great. I don't want to slow anyone down, but this way I can respond better.
Hey, guys, this is live. This is what happens. We're two people producing an event, and sometimes we need to support each other.
And the other thing is, which I think is really worth mentioning, both of us being experts in Google Hangouts, and we got a big surprise coming your way soon. Using the comment box is really a great way to stay on top of people asking questions even when you're in the thing. We'll talk about that another time, but thanks, Dr. Randy.
Absolutely. All right, well, let me get my list here. And one question that came up from a number of health providers that are viewers in our Hangouts, or they wanted to really have a better understanding of what's the difference between Community Wellness Day and a health expo. And I think that's a really good question, because a lot of people kind of have their mind go in that direction, that that's what this is. And I always tell them, no, this is not a health expo. And the biggest variable and difference is that this is not just about health providers. And many of you will go to a health expo in your community, and many of you may even be participants in a health expo in your community. But we're really about a community-based program that allows you to build relationships in all areas. And that's why we have this fourfold type of inclusion that we use, where it's health, safety, environmental, financial, wellness, because that really gives you a broader scope of people that you get to connect with and build relationships with in our process. But it also makes it a more well-rounded event that attracts more people. When you have different categories, different people resonate with different things, different people have different interests, you get a much higher likelihood of having greater outcomes when people attend your event. So do events have similarities? Yes, they do. But this is unlike any other health program or health expo or any event you've ever done in your community. We organize it very specifically for a reason. So that's the difference, huge difference between a health expo and a community health program. Another question that I got, I thought this was interesting, and people ask me this all the time, was why wouldn't I just want to participate in an event that someone else is planning, just show up there that day, talk to the people as they come through the event, instead of actually putting in the effort to host my event? Well, I love this question. There is two opposite ends of a spectrum, and participating in an event is at one end, and hosting an event is at the other end. Just as that question said, and the person that submitted it couldn't have said it more eloquently, you just show up an hour before, you set up your station, you do your thing, you talk to whoever stops at your station to pay upon how good you and your team are at that, and that's pretty much all you get out of it. When you host and coordinate the event, we take you through the steps of who you're inviting, okay, and it's all strategic. There's no random process here. It's all strategic of the people in your community that you want to be meeting, okay, of how to talk to them, how to engage them, how to go through what we call relationship marketing steps, initiating, cultivating, and sustaining relationships with people of power and influence in your community. You can't do this when you're a participant. When you're the host, everyone knows you. It's you and your name and your business that's in the thousands of dollars worth of free publicity that you're going to get. Being on the radio, being on TV, in all kinds of print, meeting your politicians, meeting all the leaders in your community. People will come over I'm not blowing smoke here. I've been to lots of these events and it never fails. It always happens. People all want to know who the host is. You know, they're taking pictures, your politicians are there, all the other participants want to take a picture with you, okay? You are the rock star, and you can't do this as a participant. Dr. Allen?
I wanted to simplify this for those people that have asked this question. Did you ever go to somebody else's wedding and notice they want to photograph the bride, not you? Well, these events, If it's your event, you're the bride. If you're stopping in, nobody's taking your picture.
Well, that's a lot simpler way to answer it than I did, that's for sure.
That's the way it is.
It's true. That's why I always say, depending upon what your frame of reference is, you're literally a rock star that day. You know, for me, it would be, being Billy Joel. For Dr. Allen, it might be someone else. Here in New Jersey, it would be, being the boss and being Bruce Springsteen for the day or John Bon Jovi. But it's literally, I can't tell you, that's what it's like. I remember what was interesting, one of the first really big events we had many, many years ago, I was standing at the where people walk in and a group of women came in together to go through the event, and it was a Dr. Matt Davis that was hosting the event, and everyone was like, I hear them going, who's Dr. Matt? Who's Dr. Matt? And I was like, well, let me take you over and introduce you to him. And they all got to meet Matt, and he shook their hands and he gave them hugs after he chatted with them for a few minutes. And I would guarantee you that I don't know this for a fact, but I would assume that a number of those women are now his patients and probably have been for some time. So when we say you're the rock star for the day, for some people it's a weekend. It lasts all weekend because your news will run stories about you, and on the weekend, unless there's really something historic going on, they run those pieces over and over again. So again, there is no way that you can recreate the outcomes, the relationships, the effect you make, the positioning in the community, your level of credibility going up. You can't do that being a participant. You can't. And not that we deter anyone from participating at other events in your community. Absolutely not. We want you to be out there as much as you can. But none of those will give you the impact that hosting a community wellness day will give you. I got a question of how much time do I have to invest in planning an event? And people ask me this all the time. I'd say this might be the number one or two question that I get is time. And, this is where, and Dr. Allen and I talk about this factor all the time that holds people up sometimes. This process has been perfected. It's taken years and years and years to develop a program that you don't have to figure anything out. That's called not reinventing the wheel. If you follow directions, we have streamlined the process for you so that it should only be about an hour or two a week. Now, honestly, when you get a couple weeks out from the event, we'll go back to that wedding scenario. If you're planning a wedding and you're 2 weeks out from your wedding, guess what? You're going to be spending a little bit more time pulling all the odds and ends and all the pieces together. But we've really streamlined it, so there's no reason why this should be a drain on anyone's time. As long as, and I will finalize this question with this, you know how to follow directions. Don't reinvent the wheel. Don't question. Just trust in the process that it's all going to come through. You know, this process is about making you a great leader in your community. And, you know, Napoleon Hill says it best, and it was somewhere in Think and Grow Rich that I was listening to when I ride my bike, and he talks about all the great leaders of that time that he was interviewing and following. And he says, great leaders were once great followers. So if you want to be a great leader in your community, learn to be a great follower, and we've laid out that process for you. Dr. Allen?
Yeah, I wanted to just say that, and I agree with Dr. Randy said, because there, you know, you could spend 5 years trying to learn what Dr. Randy already knows, and she's taught hundreds and hundreds of people, or you could do it yourself. And so the first thing is you need to go and follow someone who's already done it. But the second thing is it's not even the right question. If you are asking yourself the question, how much time is this going to take, then you are living with a story that you need to change. And what I mean by a story is this. We all have stories. We grew up with stories about financial success from our parents. You know, money doesn't grow on trees. You know, when I was your kid, you know, when your age, it was paid 5 cents for movies and a soda. Whatever those things are that keep you stuck in the place you are. And for some people, their story is, I don't have enough time. Yet if you take a look at the most successful people, they're running practices as busy as you are. They're writing their third book. They're, you know, volunteering. They've got a million projects going on, and they find time. If you're asking the question about time, I guarantee you that if you sat down and mapped out your day, you have so much time in your day that you're wasting doing the wrong things. Usually in the healthcare business, it means this. You are the CEO, you're the treating physician, you're in charge of marketing, you're in charge of advertising, you do all the staff meetings, you're listening into the phone calls, and you're micromanaging everything in your office. So the reality is you don't have time not to do this because you're wasting time doing things that are unnecessary. If you're asking the time question, then you have a lot of other problems going on in your office other than do you have time to do this. This is going to be constructive time that's going to put money on your bottom line. So get past that time element. I only hear that from people who just really are not successful, I have to be honest.
Yeah. And you know what else, Dr. Allen? I remember when over the winter we were at a conference with Alex Mendozian, and he talked about when people say this, and it's not that we all have the same amount of time. Like Dr. Allen said, there are health practitioners that see 1,000 visits a week. You know, there are CEOs of companies that, you know, I wouldn't even tend to think what their day looks like. We all have the same amount of hours in the day. It's how you choose to spend them and how you choose to organize them. So you're really just saying, I don't have time for this if you don't do it. Don't say, I don't have the time. You do have the time. We all have the time. It's just a matter of you've chosen not to have time for this. So I'm glad that you jumped in because I wanted to make that point, and I think you kind of framed that nicely for me. So stop saying you don't have time, because Dr. Allen and I can tell you that does get a little annoying after a while to hear from people. Okay. All right. My next question is, I guess this kind of equates to time maybe, or someone that's a good manager. If I have someone that does my marketing for my business, can they plan the event for me, and how much of the planning would I actually have to participate in? And that's a really good question, because a lot of people do have, you know, marketing people, whether it's an internal or external company that they use to do these things. And yes, the beauty of our program is that it's very streamlined that anyone can follow. Now, there is a but in here. I can tell you that the hosts that are engaged the most get the greatest outcomes. And Dr. Allen, you'll find this interesting. Some of my most engaged hosts are people who have hugely successful businesses. You know, there are people that even in a small healthcare business are making a few million dollars a year, and when they can turn it over to someone in their office, they understand the magnitude of being the person that makes that phone call, of being the person that goes to lunch with their senator. So the answer is you can be involved as little or as much as you want to, but recognize that the more involved you are, probably the greater the outcomes will be. There are times when you do want to be involved, even if someone else is planning it. You'll want to have them when they make connections with important people, business owners, politicians, government agency heads, things like that. You're going to want to have them set up meetings or lunches or something and at least bring you in on that level. So that's important to recognize. Here's what I don't recommend. If you're someone that's just going to turn this over to someone and you're just going to show up that day and kind of walk around like a peacock with your feathers out, don't do this program. It's not the right program for you. Okay? This is where we're going to show you how to be the leader in your community, and you can't have anybody else do that for you. You can have people do a lot of the prep work for you, for sure. Okay? And then what was interesting was, I got asked this a couple of ways, Dr. Allen, I get this all the time, does your company have a program or a part of your program where you actually do the majority of the planning for someone? And the answer to that is yes, and I'm not going to go into the details here, but we do offer a service where if you're someone that really just wants to have most things prepared for you and we can bring you in when need be, like I just referenced, make the connection with your mayor and then make sure that you have lunch with your mayor, but you don't want to hire an outside person. You want the expert, and that's really what it comes down to. You can hire all the event planners in the world, but no one's going to give you the outcomes that it was from us from doing this, because we've done this program hundreds of times. So if anyone's interested in that, just send me a message and we'll talk about the details of how that works. The next question I got was, let me see, Dr. Allen, I'm going to give you a quiz here. What are the two things that people ask about the most? We already addressed time. What's the second one?
Money!
Yay! See, he didn't even know the questions, but we do this so often that we work with so many people, we always know what's going on. So people ask, how much is this going to cost me, above and beyond the investment of being a community wellness day host? And it's a little difficult question to answer, and I always tell people, I don't mean to be evasive, but there are some people that it costs nothing. Those are the ones that are really great at following directions, because some of the things that we show you is obviously you're raising money for a charity, and in that fundraising process, you can cover any expenses you have. This is what it costs to bring the event to your community. You also get majority of things donated, so your cost should be minimal. I always tell people, and I'm going to be just very conservative here, you might not need any budget, but if you put forth a budget of a couple of $1,000, and if you spend nothing, great, that's extra money found. And if you spend a couple of $1,000, well, if you get 50 new patients out of it, I don't think that's such a bad return on your investment. So, again, a little difficult. Everyone's event is a little bit different. So, but this isn't something where you have to budget like, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 for. That's not something that's necessary. We're not looking to have you function on that kind of level. Another question that I got happens to be from a doctor that's a newer practitioner. They're at this point still by themselves. They don't have any staff. They just have someone that does billing for them, and they want to know if they think that this is a great idea, but they're just not sure if it's something they'd be able to manage. And I will tell you that this is probably one of the best things that any new practitioner or any business owner for that matter could do. In a few months, I'm going to have you connected with people in your own community that may take you 10 years to otherwise connect with. We're going to have you having thousands of dollars worth of free publicity. We're going to have you positioning yourself in your community. We're going to have it where hundreds to thousands of people in your community will know who you are. Now, I don't know mathematical equations for marketing, and maybe Dr. Allen has one of these he pulls out of his hat, but I don't know how long it would typically take a small business owner to meet thousands of people in their community. I would tend to think that it's somewhere between 5 to 10 years. We're going to absolutely show you how to do that. So for a young practitioner, if you're a health practitioner, there is nothing better than you can be doing for yourself. You can't do this on Facebook. You can't do this Does anybody use newspaper? In a newspaper, you can't even do this in a radio ad. You can't even do this if for some reason you can, you know, get yourself on television, because you're still not going to meet the people that you're going to meet and be invited to things that you're going to be invited to as a result of building your credibility in the community by hosting your event. Dr. Allen, did you unmute yourself? No, you didn't. Okay.
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, I'm sorry.
I did. I was...
Oh, we lost your sound. Go ahead, say that again. Now you're back. We lost your sound for a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm going to give you the statistics on the question that you asked regarding how long it would take somebody. The reality is it's somewhere between 3 years and infinity. And the reason the infinity part of the equation is so important is because for most of you, the answer is you will never make those connections. You will never meet those people. So the reality is it's even if for the good people it's 3 years, for most of you, it's so far away in your future that it's never going to happen. Even though it might be the most important thing you need to build your business, it's literally one of those things that's not approachable. So that's the reality of that equation.
Yeah, and you know, interestingly enough, Dr. Allen, you know, some of the people that we work with, like I've said, you know, are hugely successful. But when I begin to work with them and we talk about, even though they experience this great success from a business perspective, they really have not made a lot of the community connections that we allow them to meet. And I can tell you, and that actually brings us to our last question that I have in our mix here, and I'm going to read the question, and then it's going to tie into what I'm starting to say here. And someone asked, I am hugely successful. I've been in business for many years, and I'm not sure that I need to do something like this. And then can you explain the benefits? Well, the thing is, I can tell you about dozens and dozens of very successful business owners and practitioners that when they start to plan a community wellness day event, they are shocked at how well this process allows them to get connected in the community. And they don't have a lot of those relationships, or maybe they did at one time, but you know, we all get successful and then we kind of let our relationships go away. And I think for someone that's successful, and again, this ties back to marketing, well, you don't stop marketing because you're successful, you know? I mean, Coca-Cola or Apple or IBM, they would never stop marketing just because they're making billions of dollars. That's the exact opposite. So this is that same process. And for those of you that are very successful and you do have relationships in your community, what's going to be interesting is you're going to find that people are so excited that you're doing this. So you have this big, big cushion to work with because you do know lots of people and people know who you are. So your chances of having an even higher elevated first time out event is going to be that much greater. So what else are you doing in marketing? You know, are you on Facebook? Okay, you can't do this on Facebook or any social media. Not, and please don't send me 100 emails. We all do social media. It's part of what we do as business people. But you have to continue to have updated marketing programs to keep your credibility up, to keep your presence up in your community. And no matter how successful you are, you should always be looking for ways to do that. Dr. Allen?
Yeah, I wanted to say that for anyone who asked that question, you're hugely successful. You know, why would I want to do this thing? Well, besides the fact you'd be more successful, I want you to think of this. There's a book out that I recommend you read. It's called Positioning by Rees and Trout. There's actually there's a second or third volume of it. I read all of them, but start with Positioning. And then I want you to think of a company in the social media space called MySpace. Some of you may remember MySpace. It literally is 99% totally out of business now. And the reason is they themselves didn't see the need for them to be able to grow their business by innovating, by doing new things, by making sure that if they held position one in their community, just like if you hold position one in your community, the need to do things to maintain it, because somebody will absolutely come along and eat your lunch, and then you won't be as successful. So you want to be proactive. You want to be creative. You want to do the things before your competition does them, because the street is littered with companies who were one time successful and now no longer are. So don't rest on your laurels. Make sure you're always doing new things, because all it takes is somebody else to recognize in your community that, hey, I could do Dr. Randy's program, and I'm two blocks away from you. And then in no time, when that publicity starts rolling in, when they start meeting the influential people, and you start seeing them on Good Morning America or on a radio show or in print, and then all of a sudden their name is everywhere and yours is not, very good. I live in a very small town of 4,000 people. There are nine chiropractors in this town. I don't know how many medical doctors there are, but there are a boatload of real estate agents, and someone I know very, very well. He was working for a real estate agent, and he had a lot of ideas that he brought to the real estate agent that he was working for, and they turned him down because some of them were very innovative. Some of them were really changing, you know, how people do things in the community. It was at the time where digital cameras were taking the place of, you know, regular cameras. So people at that time had one or two pictures on a listing. He went out with a digital camera and photographed every single room. I mean, really, then he did these virtual tours of the homes. Well, in about 7 months' time, our entire community was filled with his real estate signs, because he literally branched out on his own, and he took people that were in the real estate business in my community from the 1800s, because I'm in New England, and literally that owned the real estate business, and he has totally taken over the real estate business because he was willing to innovate, he was willing to do new things, and even the most successful agencies in my community, very, very famous, now are trying to play catch up, and they've yet to be able to catch up.
Yep, and I think that's true today in any industry. It doesn't matter what you do. And just one last thing that I want to say, too, is that even though we have a time-tested, proven program, step-by-step, we're not giving you old, outdated information. Yes, there are some things that carry over and translate, but we're always, always researching, building relationships, figuring out better, more innovative ways for you to do what you do. We have some really exciting ways to use different technologies that you might not even be aware of. We've talked about some of them here. We've had some as guests. So we're always, always updating and changing. You're never using outdated information. You know, we're on the cutting edge of what it takes to do this. So we have a success history that nobody else has. And we also have, we're lucky enough to have relationships with all the people that are innovative and know all the great things coming down the pike, and we're early adopters and we get them early. So I think we've covered most of the questions. If for some reason you have something that we didn't talk about, and you know, most people have the same questions, even if they're asked a little differently, they kind of all come back to the same place. So for those of you that would like to get started in this program, I encourage you to get started. Like Dr. Allen said, if you don't, somebody else will, and then you're looking at somebody else's success that could have been yours. Well, I am going to turn it back to Dr. Allen, and he can close out our hangout for today. And there you
okay.
go.
There you go. I want to add one thing to that, Dr. Randy, for the our show. Are you around next week, by the way?
I am.
Oh, good deal. I know Dr. Randy is going to be traveling. I'm not sure if we're going to be doing the show while she's gallivanting around the globe, but maybe we will. I don't know.
We might anyway, give it a shot.
There you go. What I wanted to say that for next week's show, if you paid attention to this show or watched it even on the replay, make sure to pay attention to next week's show, because next week's show isn't your frequently asked questions. Next week's show is the questions you should have asked. So look forward for that show. You've been watching Building Your Wellness Brand Within Your Community. I'm Dr. Allen Weinstein with my co-host, Dr. Randy Ross. Today's episode is brought to you by Epic Consulting. Make sure your electronic presence is all it needs to be. Community Wellness Day, every great opportunity begins with the first step. take that step with Community Wellness Day. The system, the official marketing program of healthcare practitioners everywhere. The VIP app, the only application that allows you to bring your live hangouts just like this one to the iPhone, iPad, and desktop of all the people that have you in their circles. Again, on behalf of myself, Dr. Alan Weinstein, and my co-host, Dr. Randy Ross, we'll see you next week. Have a great day.
Bye, everyone.